By the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers have made the road trip north and are up bright and early for the series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds live in Salisbury, Maryland on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Arthur Perdue Stadium. We are glad to have you with us inside the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app. You can also watch today's game on MILB.TV, where you'll get the Shorebirds feed. We're glad to have you. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday morning plans. Have us on at work or perhaps getting your day started. We appreciate it very much. Fayetteville goes on the road 13-8. They dropped the final game of the six-game series at home last week against the Downeast Wood Ducks, but still managed to win that series, taking 4 of 6 over the Downeast Wood Ducks. So again, another North Division opponent today awaits Fayetteville, the Delmarva Shorebirds, the single-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're out to a sluggish start this year, 3-17, their overall record through 20 games at the bottom of the Carolina League North Division. But a tough environment for the Woodpeckers to play in today. There are thousands of kids in local schools in the area that have come out for Education Day, and the Woodpeckers, they're on 3 in these daytime games this year, a chance to write that narrative in front of a bunch of loud and energetic kids. Tough baseball environment to play in. We'll see what Alonzo Treadwell can do in the start today for the Woodpeckers. He gets the ball, the right-handed second-round pick out of UCLA from 2023. Gets the start for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, coming off just a 48-pitch outing his last time around against Down East. He did pitch a 3 scoreless last time he was on the road at Fredericksburg, and we'll try and get back to that form today. Opposite of Alonzo Treadwell is the Shorebird starter, right-hander Jacob Cravey. Cravey, a 6'6" tall right-hander, 22 years old, originally from Montgomery, Alabama, and he was a 6th-round pick in the 2023 draft. Today making his 3rd start of the year and 5th overall appearance in this series opener against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Entering today, Fayetteville is in good shape in the Carolina League standings. They are currently in first place and a half game out in front of the Columbia Fireflies at 13-8. The Shorebirds are taking the diamond. The starting lineups have been introduced. We will bring those to you here in just a moment and give you the Woodpeckers 1-9. Meanwhile, let's step aside, let you listen in on the singing of the national anthem. First pitch in the series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds is coming up next.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run! And Cole strikes one! Right field! That ball is gone!
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved! He's saved! He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers!
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Great to be with you up north in the state of Maryland. For the one and only time this year, the Woodpeckers make the trip to Salisbury to take on the Orioles affiliate, the Delmarva Shorebirds, in a north versus south battle. Thanks again for being with us, everybody, on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app as well, where you can find our traveling radio broadcast all week here in Salisbury. You can also watch the broadcast with the voice of the Shorebirds, Mitchell Speltz, by subscribing to MILB.TV. It's Education Day here at the Delmarva's ballpark, and there are thousands of kids in attendance for this one. The Woodpeckers lineup, let's go ahead and take a look at that. It begins with left-hander Kenny Gomez. Oliver Carrillo will bat second and play over at first base. Chase Jaworski is the shortstop. He hits third, followed by Juan Santander, the cleanup hitter. Juaner Luciano, he plays out at second base and bats fifth. Cesar Hernandez is sixth, and the seven through nine are Neomar Ochoa Jr., Will Bush, and Anthony Sherwin. So we're ready to go. Right-hander Jacob Cravey has completed his warm-up tosses. The 6'6" right-hander, a 22-year-old originally from Montgomery, Alabama. He was a sixth-round pick in 2023 and has had a pretty solid season. He's given up just one earned run over 14 and two-thirds innings of work, 10 walks and 12 strikeouts for Cravey, and Kenny Gomez stands in. We're ready to begin the fifth series of the year for the Woodpeckers, and the first offering is bounced to the right side, foul, nothing and one. We're underway tonight, this morning, should say, at 11:08 a.m., bright and early start to this one, a Tuesday Education Day. Fayetteville traveled up north yesterday during the off day. Curveball misses out in front of the plate. A one ball, one strike count on Kenny Gomez. It's a slider that Cravey offers up. Three pitch mix for him, fastball, slider, and changeup. Gomez in a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swings and hits a line drive out into right center field, over into the gap. It gets by the right fielder Sosa and rolls all the way towards the track. Gomez running hard to second base, and he's in with a stand-up double. It's a great start to the series for Kenny Gomez. He had three doubles last week at home. He got a Sunday off day, so he's well-rested. And he starts the day out with an extra base hit, brings Oliver Carrillo into the right side. Carrillo batting .250 over his first 14 games, 13 hits across 52 at-bats. First pitch slider misses low and away for ball one. And Carrillo coming off a big home series where he drove in seven runs. Up to three homers and nine RBIs on the year. Cravey now out of the stretch. A pitch popped backwards towards the press box area and out of play. Field dimensions here at Purdue Stadium. 309 down the left field line. 400 to dead center and 309 out to right as well. If you're able to pull it down either foul line, it plays as a small park. 1-1. Carrillo bounces it foul towards the third base dugout. 1-2 the count. Cravey was on the mound last on April 24th here at home against the Fredericksburg Nationals. This is a back-to-back home series for the Shorebirds that they're in the middle of. A swing foul back on the 1-2 keeps the count where it is. And Cravey went scoreless in that one, over three and a two-thirds, couple of walks, three strikeouts. The set by Cravian, 1-2 pitch again. Carrillo takes outside, just missed. Dominic Romero works the bases here in game one, and the plate umpire is Perry Swartz. The two-man umpire crew in the black ball caps, black polos, dark gray pants, and the fly out to right center field will touch down to the alleyway again. This one hops off of the warning track and gets over the wall. An automatic double as they'll stop Carrillo at second base. Gomez comes home to score. Two batters in. The Woodpeckers have a 1-0 lead and a pair of extra base hits. So Oliver Carrillo continues to swing it well in his 15th game. He picks up his 10th RBI of the year. And here comes Chase Jaworski batting in the three spot. Left-handed hitting Fayetteville shortstop. Wind blowing out to center here this morning. And the first pitch down and inside kicks away from the catcher. And Oliver Carrillo down to third base on a wild one. Shorebird infield plays shallow. Fayetteville trying for a multi-run inning right out of the gates. Here's the pitch. And Jaworski swings, flies it softly to right field. Sosa sprinting in, cuts it down, comes up firing towards the plate where it's cut off by Mordan, and the runner holds at third base. So fly to right, nothing doing on that. And it brings up Juan Santander. Santander on the right side, first pitch to him is a strike. Santander at 295. He's out to a season-best six-game hitting streak entering this road trip. Swings and shoots it up the middle, out into center field. Make it a seven-game streak for Santander. And an RBI as Carrillo comes home. It's 2-0 Woodpeckers in the opening inning. So three of the first four batters strike for hits against Jacob Cravey. And as we mentioned, he's a guy who's allowed just one earned run all year. The Woodpeckers have tagged him for a couple here in the first inning. Wander Luciano now taking a strike on that outside edge, nothing and one. Next pitch down and inside. One ball and one strike on Luciano. Wander batting 197 in 18 games this year. He has 14 hits across his first 71 at-bats. Three doubles, a home run, and six RBIs. Swings away here, lifts it out into right, circling behind Sosa, and he makes the catch for out number two. Let's work you around the Shorebirds defense as Cesar Hernandez gets ready to bat. In the outfield, the left fielder is Kevin Guerrero. In center field is Brylan Tavera. And out in right, Tomas Sosa. Third baseman is Angel Tejada. At shortstop is Alfredo Vasquez. Second baseman, Aaron Estrada. And over at first is Anudis Mordan doing the catching, Cole Ehrman. First pitch ball on the lefty, Cesar Hernandez. Here comes Cravey out of the stretch, and he misses low. Two balls and no strikes. Juan Santander on second base. Gomez and Carrillo scoring in the inning after starting out with doubles. The pitch, he takes a strike. Now 2-1 on Cesar. Five-hit series for him in his pro debut. He had a three-hit game 6 days ago on that Wednesday Education Day at home when he debuted as a pro ball player. Look at this. Santander way off at the second base bag. He had a gigantic secondary lead. May have thought about trying to steal, but Cravey easily steps off and throws him out at second base. So that's the end of the inning. The Woodpeckers scored two off an RBI double and RBI single. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Alonzo Treadwell has the ball when we return. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny.
Back in Salisbury with you. This series underway. Fayetteville grabs a pair of runs in the top of the first inning and give Alonzo Treadwell the lead this morning. Tomas Sosa scoring to bunt, and he cues one foul up the third baseline to start his AB. Sosa, Estrada, and then Brylan Tavera will be the top three of the lineup card for manager Colin Woody. Anudis Mordan is the cleanup hitter. Angel Tejada, 5, and Maxwell Costas hits 6. The 7-9, Cole Ehrman, Kevin Guerrero, and Alfredo Velasquez. Here's a pitch delivered for a strike from Treadwell, and it's nothing and two quickly on Sosa. Fayetteville infield pulled around to the right side, and here's the wind, the 0-2. Fastball got him looking. Treadwell squeezed the heater right on the inner half of the plate, and Sosa is the first out of the inning. The Woodpeckers are in the road gray uniforms today. That gray uniform top with the black ball cap, the gray uniform with black belts, gray pants, high black socks for those to wear them up. Fayetteville in the black cursive outlined in red on the front of that uniform. First pitch breaking ball misses inside from Treadwell to Estrada, and it's 1-0. Alonzo working with a pace. Delivers, and a pitch fouled off to the left side out of play. A four-pitch mix for Treadwell. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Here's the wind in the 1-1. Fastball called to strike. 1-2. On the 1-2, a line drive hit foul down the left field side, just beyond that left field bullpen. The bullpens are on the field here at Purdue Stadium. They have the mounds down the first and or the right and left field sides, right in foul territory, so it shouldn't be hard this week to see who the Woodpeckers have warming. Here comes the 1-2 pitch again, and it's curve inside. misses on Aaron Estrada. Estrada batting left, playing over at second base. And here's the 2-2 from Treadwell. Grounded out towards first base, scooped up by Carrillo behind the bag. He takes it over to first himself. A three unassisted for the second out of the inning. Two quick outs for Alonzo Treadwell. And trying to keep the pitch count limited in each inning will be the big key for him today. He pitched on an education day last week on a Wednesday, so he's used to these early wake-up calls. First pitch outside to Tavera. Entered the game in the fourth inning, went scoreless, but then gave up four runs on five hits in his fifth inning of work and reached 35 pitches in an inning. So that was that for him. He was capped there. He did manage to make it out of that second inning of work, but Ricky Rivera did not let him go back out there to pitch a third inning. So he only threw 48 pitches. He's well rested coming into this one. He misses outside to Tavera, and the count now 3-0 with two outs and the bases empty. Here's the next pitch. High and inside, that is a four-pitch walk to Tavera. Now batting for the Shorebirds, the first base is number 22, Anunis. One time, and the second three out of bank, clean up the middle of the game. Downey's brings their cleanup hitter to the plate, Anunis Mordaunt. Mordaunt with a wide-open stance from the right side, pretty much upright as he swings away and hits a deep fly out into right center field. Gomez and Ochoa coming together. It splits the two, hops off the warning track and over the wall. This will save a run. Tavera stopped at third base. He'll have to go back. He made it all the way home, but the ground rule double saves Alonzo Treadwell and puts two in scoring position with two outs. Mordaunt with the double. And now it's Angel Tejada. First pitch to Tejada, a slider that's called a strike on the outside corner. Hernandez is covering left field for the Woodpeckers. Cesar Hernandez, that is. Kenny Gomez out in center, and Neomar Ochoa is in right. Next pitch, tap to the plate, a foul ball. Anthony Sherwin covers third. Oliver Carrillo is the first baseman. Middle infield has Chase Jaworski at short. Wander Luciano over at second base. And doing the catching is Will Bush. Treadwell trying to get out of the first inning scoreless. Runners at second and third in a 2-0 game. He spins a breaking ball down and outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. Looks like it's windy down there on the field. When Will Bush went to block that ball, there was a bunch of chalk that got dusted up into the wind and went blowing directly behind home plate. Comes the set by Treadwell, the 1-2 pitch. He misses outside. Ramped it up with a four-seam fastball that time around, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count with two outs in the inning. Next pitch on the ground. It's pulled to third for Sherwin. He steps and throws across the diamond, and that is the inning. Treadwell gets out of it. The ground rule double helps him out, holds Tavera at third, and Treadwell leaves two in scoring position after one inning today and in Salisbury. It's the Woodpeckers 2, the Shorebirds nothing. I know you guys are out of school today, but we're going to do a little bit of schoolwork right now.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Segra Stadium hosts Fayetteville Baseball Heritage Night.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. We're in the top of the second inning, and the Woodpeckers lead the Shorebirds 2-0 in this series opener. Cesar Hernandez leads it off from the left side and takes the pitch up and in from the Shorebird starter, Jacob Cravey. Next pitch in tight, and it's 2-0. Doubles got it done, and an RBI single in that first inning. Kenny Gomez with a double to start the inning, then Carrillo a ground rule double that brought him in. Carrillo would score on a Santander single. Here's a short hopper out towards third base. It clipped Tejada right in his shin. He ricochets the grounder back towards the mound, and Hernandez will make it aboard. We'll see how they score this. It'll go down as an E5. So Hernandez makes it aboard on the first Delmarva error of the game. And here's Neil Morrow Choa Jr. From the right side he stands. The first pitch called to strike, a fastball from Cravey. Cravey had only allowed one earned run across his first five games of the year, but the Woodpeckers tagged him for two in the top of the first. Ochoa takes down and outside. It missed. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's a 1-1 count. Ochoa here. Will Bush will get a chance in the inning as well. He's in the on-deck circle, the lefty. Spin and a throw over to first, and Hernandez steps back in. Ochoa is coming off a nice week at the plate. On the year, he's batting a 241. Here's a high pop fly on the infield. Four Shorebirds coming together. And, oh, look at this. He slipped a throw that's rolling out into shallow right field. This is going to give Hernandez a free pass. And now Hernandez is caught off of the bag. He's trying to go back to first base, and he's tagged out. What an odd sequence we just saw. An unintentional throw from Tejada out into short right field. Hernandez tried to advance on the play, but he never tagged up. So he had to go back to first, where he was promptly met by Mordan, and that was one of the more ugly baseball plays you will see on both ends. Let's pretend that never happened if you're both dugouts. And now Will Bush takes the slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Odd play. So Bush looking at a changeup outside, 1-1. The bases are clear. There's two outs in the inning. Ricky Rivera over at third base, looking a little bit distraught over there, and claps his hands. Will's on Will Bush. And here comes the 2-1 home. Slider wrapping around the corner, called a strike on Bush. It's 2-2. Wind has been swirling, now starting to gust in a little bit from center field. Bush swings at a high fastball. That's the inning. So the Woodpeckers go down in order after the early fielding error. Fayetteville commits a base running blunder. And we're going to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Fayetteville on top. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Woodpeckers lead the Shorebirds early in this series opener, 2-0. And leading off the bottom of the second is Maxwell Costas. Alonzo Treadwell returns to the mound after stranding two in scoring position first inning. Draws a swing and miss on a first pitch fastball here, and it's 0-1. Costas, Cole Ehrman, and then Kevin Guerrero, the 6, 7, and 8 of the order. Treadwell misses outside. 1-1 the count. Next pitch. There was the curve, and he got the tip into the mitt. 1-2. So Treadwell caught a break on a ground rule double from Mordaunt in the first that bounced over the wall, held Tavera at third base. Otherwise, he would have scored, made it a 2-1 game. And Treadwell then got Angel Tejada to ground out, strand two on base. Now in a 2-2 count as he misses outside to Costas. The righty DH gets caught looking. Fastball right on that outside edge, and down goes Costas. Second strikeout for Alonzo Treadwell. In steps Cole Ehrman, the Delmarva catcher. First pitch to him, taken off the plate outside. And it's 1-0. Outside again from Treadwell, 2 balls and no strikes. Ehrman right at an even 200 on the season. He has 9 hits and 45 at-bats. Including 3 doubles and a home run. He swings away here, pops the 2-0 foul into the first base seats. 2 balls and a strike. Ehrman with 4 walks, but 22 strikeouts in those 45 at-bats, so punching out pretty much 50% of the time. He takes a 2-1 fastball outside, and the count runs to 3-1. Three-one home. Ehrman swings, grounds it through the left side. That's out into left field. Picked up by Cesar Hernandez, and a one-out single for Ehrman will keep his batting average above 200 in the early season and bring up Kevin Guerrero. Umpire Perry Schwartz calling for time here. And not sure what he's pausing for. He's directing a couple of words over towards the Fayetteville dugout. He was talking with pitching coach Zach Wilkins for a moment. And now we resume play. Righty Guerrero is in. He cuts the first pitch, lofts it foul off to the right and out of play. Nothing and one on Guerrero. Treadwell works out of the stretch. And here comes his pitch. Slider outside. One ball and one strike on Guerrero. Runners going. The pitch is swung on and missed. And we've got batter's interference here. Will Bush trying to snap a throw down to second base. Ran right into Guerrero, who stumbled across the plate and completely impeded the throwing lane. And funny enough, this is the second straight game where Will Bush has run into a batter's interference situation. He ran into a batter last week as well on Sunday. And Kevin Guerrero, I mean, he knew that he was right in the way of Bush here. So the batter is called out. They return Ehrman to first base. And now it's Alfredo Velasquez taking a ball low, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, fastball for a strike. 1-1 on Velasquez. Big gap on that right side. They have swung Luciano all the way over towards the middle. Up an inside curveball. Probably hear it in the crowd microphone a little bit, but really gusty down on the diamond. The wind has picked up considerably here just in the last 10 minutes or so, and it's really swirling, blowing in moments. But the flags in center field tell you that the breeze is blowing dead center out beyond the 400-foot wall. Here's the 3-1. The runner is on the move. The pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Three balls and two strikes on the nine-hitter, Alfredo Velasquez. He's hit an even 200 to begin the year as well. Nine hits and 45 at-bats, including a pair of doubles. He has seven singles, along with two walks and five strikeouts. It's a really good strikeout. Nine strikeouts across 45 at-bats, but still a pretty good number. He's able to limit the swing and miss, put the ball in play a lot. 3-2 payoff is high. Ducked underneath a curveball from Treadwell. He issues the walk, and that puts two out, and top of the order, Tomas Sosa coming up. So force at every base here for the Fayetteville infield. Treadwell out of the stretch, kicks and fires. First one down and inside on Sosa. He struck Sosa out looking in the bottom of the first. Will Bush jumps out in front of the plate here and gives some signs to the infield. Sosa was an international free agent signing by the Orioles in 2022. Treadwell misses down and in, and it's now a two-ball, no-strike count. Debuted in the Dominican Summer League back in 22 with three home runs and 18 RBIs over 45 games. Made his stateside debut last summer in the Florida Complex League. Here's a pop fly foul back of home and over the net. Two and one. Ehrman at second, Velasquez at first. The pitch inside on the hands, a pop fly. Right side of the infield, should end the inning. Carrillo camped underneath. He's got it. And that's the inning for Treadwell. He works around a pair of base runners once again. Four stranded over two innings. And the Woodpeckers take a 2-0 lead into the top of the third when we come back.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
We begin the top of the third inning. Fayetteville out in front 2-0 early in this series opener with the Shorebirds. Anthony Sherwin leads off the inning with a fly pulled to right. Sosa drifting underneath it, and the right fielder has it for the first out. One pitch, and Sherwin is retired. So quick out for the Delmarva starting pitcher. And here comes Kenny Gomez to the plate. Lefty in for a second time. Back to the top of the order, and the pitch is low. A ball and no strikes. The 1-0 kick and pitch. Curveball drops down and gets the swing and miss out of Gomez. Starter Jacob Cravey in his third inning of work. Last time out on April 24th in relief against the Nationals. Today he gets the start. The 1-1 on the inner half, it just missed. 2-1 now on Gomez. Cravey pitched at Samford last year where he threw a lot of college innings, 104 across 17 total games, and 16 of them were starts in the Bulldogs program. A foul ball on the 2-1 and the count level at 2-2 on Gomez. Base is clear, one out. And here's the pitch outside. Racked up a lot of strikeouts, 126 Ks for Cravey. Second most all-time in program history. Pitch fouled off the inside of Gomez's foot. Rolled out towards the mound, but that's a foul ball. And the count remains full. 2-0 Woodpeckers. They got both runs in the top of the first inning. On an RBI double from Carrillo and then a single up the middle into center from Juan Santander. 3-2 payoff. Gomez takes high, and that's a ball. One out walk, and Gomez has made it on safe for a second time. Brings up Carrillo. First pitch to Carrillo, misses low. One ball and no strikes. Gravy's done an exceptional job this year at leaving runners on base. Through his first four outings of the year, he's put a total of 20 base runners aboard. And only two of them have come home to score. Again, that's prior to today when the Woodpeckers played at a pair in the first inning. 1-1 pitch to Carrillo, fouled at his feet. And that'll get the count to 1-2. Here's the next pitch. Runs outside. So Krabbe looking for that put-away pitch. He's gotten Gomez into the two-strike count. Now Carrillo. Kenny Short lead off first base. Middle infield in double play formation. The pitch home. Misses a little high. And once again, after getting ahead, Krabbe ends up filling the count. On deck is Chase Jaworski, the lefty. Here comes the 3-2. Carrillo swings and got under it. A high fly out into center field. Wind will carry it a little way, and the center fielder, Tavera, finally gets underneath it while charging in and makes the catch for the second out. Baseball is going to play tricks right now when you get it way up there into the jet stream as Carrillo did. On a standard morning, it might have just been a pop fly out of the infield by about 10 feet or so, playable for Estrada or Velasquez, one of those middle infielders. This time, though, Tavera had to come all the way in. First pitch fastball to Jaworski. It's called a strike, nothing in one. Chase flied out to right field first time up. He's 0-1 today. Gomez leading off at first. The pickoff throw goes that way. They almost dropped a tag on him. ...0-1 pitch hacked at and fouled into the netting. Jaworski falls behind 0-2. He got the day off on Sunday, was hitless on Saturday. A big four-walk game for him, though, on Friday in Fayetteville. Turns away from an inside pitch. Jaworski was the first player to walk four times in a game this year and also the first player to reach base five times in a game. He added on a single with those four walks. Spin and a throw over, and they've used both the pickoff moves. Jacob Krabbe keeping tabs on Kenny Gomez in case he tries to run with two strikes and two outs. Now the 1-2 pitch. Gomez is going. The fastball is high. Throw down is in time to get him. Urmand throws out Kenny Gomez, and that's the inning. Chase Jaworski will get a fresh at bat come the fourth inning, but we go bottom third. It's the Woodpeckers 2, the Shorebirds nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sigma Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com.
We're in the bottom of the third inning, and the lefty leadoff man for Delmarva is Aaron Estrada. He takes the first pitch outside from Alonzo Treadwell, and it's 1-0. Estrada, Tavera, and then Mordan, the 2, 3, and 4 of the lineup here. A foul ball shot backwards and out of play. 1-1 on Estrada. He grounded out to first base his first time up. Infield pulled around to the right side, pull side of the lefty, and Treadwell misses up and away. Treadwell hasn't put together a clean inning yet. He's allowed multiple base runners in both, but he stranded two on in scoring position in the first inning. Runners at first and second in the second inning. Here's a fly golfed down into that short corner in left field, and a catch made by Cesar Hernandez on the warning track. You don't need much to poke it out of here down that left field line, just 309 feet the measurement. And that ball landed 2 or 3 feet short of the fence. Hernandez with a good route on it. And there's one gone in the inning for Brylan Tavera, a right-handed hitter. Tavera has walked today and been left at third. First pitch up and in, almost got him. A letter high fastball, and it's 1-0. Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. High curve. Two balls and no strikes. See if Treadwell can make it a season-long day. The longest outing so far for him was on April 18th at Fredericksburg. In that game, he did not allow a hit or a run. He struck out a season-high 7 and made it 3 1/3 innings on 63 pitches. If he can record a couple of outs in the fourth inning today, it'll be a new season-long start. 3-0 pitch fouled back towards the Swedes. And the count to 3-1. Here's the next pitch. 3-1 fouled away, and Treadwell has worked himself back into the count. On a 3-2, a liner hit to right, and it gets down in front of Ochoa. So a good battle. Tavera getting ahead 3-0. Treadwell fighting back full, and Tavera coming up with the single. Third straight inning now to start the game where Delmarva has recorded a hit as they look to bring a base runner around. Here's Anudis Mordan in the right side. He struck a ball well, a double out into right center field first inning. It one hopped over the wall. Went as a ground rule double. Actually cost Delmarva a run when Brylan Tavera had to stop at third. First pitch missed upstairs, 1-0. Treadwell delivering. The runner is going, and the pitch is hit well out into left center field. Gomez angles over to the start of the warning track, makes the catch in front of the wall, and after a long run for Tavera, he has to stroll back to first. Rodon did not miss a home run by much. A long fly out for out number two, and now here's Angel Tejada. The Shorebirds have put a pair of swings to the warning track in this inning. They're coming up just short. Estrada to left, Rodon to center. Here's Angel Tejada. And with two outs, a runner at first, Treadwell's pitch is taken low in the dirt. 1-0. Two runs, three hits for Fayetteville. No runs on three hits for Delmarva. The series opener in Salisbury. The Woodpeckers in town through Sunday. Spin and a throw over to first. And Tavera dives back in safely. A reminder that live scoring is available as well through the Woodpeckers website. Just go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you can click that line score, the game day button, and follow the pitch-to-pitch action with us. A second pickoff over to first base as Treadwell keeps tabs on Tavera. Meanwhile, Tejada patiently waiting at the plate for a 1-0. And here it comes. The runner's going. The pitch is fouled straight back and into the screen. One ball and one strike. The pitch is called a strike on the inner half, well located by Treadwell. 1-2 on Tejada. Treadwell got him to ground out to third first time around. See if Tavera gets aggressive again. He's not going. The pitch is swung on and barreled on a line out into center field. Gomez lost the cap on his way in but makes the catch at the chest, and the inning is over. Shortest inning so far for Treadwell. He faces four batters, gives up the single, but strands a runner. He's left five Shorebirds on base over three scoreless, and we head to the fourth with the Woodpeckers leading 2-0.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Top of the fourth inning at Purdue Stadium. Chase Jaworski leads it off for the Peckers. They are on top 2-0. And the first pitch home is bounced out to second base. Three skips for the Shorebirds second baseman Estrada. And he throws to first, short to get Jaworski. One gone. Chase was at the plate in the third inning and had to reset his count here in the fourth after Gomez was thrown out stealing to end the third. With one out, And a 2-0 lead. The batter is Juan Santander, and the pitch misses up high. RBI single for Juan up the middle into center field back in the first inning. That extended his hit streak to a season-high 7 games. He's only 2 games back now of Kenny Gomez for the longest hit streak of the year. 1-1 taken low. Kenny had a base hit in 9 straight games to begin the season. That ended during the weekend over the last road trip in Fredericksburg. Pitch inside to Santander, and it's now 3-1. Juan is batting 311 after his first inning single. 3-1 pitch is hit well out into left. It's over Guerrero's head, and it one hops right off the base of the wall. Santander trying to stretch to second. Here comes the throw. It's offline, and Santander at 2-for-2 morning. He adds a double. A pretty well-struck line drive that was hit hard enough to get over Guerrero's head before the left fielder could retreat all the way back. And Santander continues to pile up hits. Really feeling comfortable over the last week plus. And now Wander Luciano with a chance to add to this 2-0 lead. Runner on second, one out. First pitch strike delivered by Jacob Cravey. If Cravey can get through this inning, it'll be the third time this year that he's completed 4. And here's the 0-1. Slider for a strike on the outer edge, 0-2. We've crossed into the p.m. hours, 12:02 p.m. Eastern time. We got going right about 11:05. 0-2 pitch, and Luciano strikes out. A changeup, as it looked, a low and inside fader that Luciano cut over top of, and now it's Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez reached on a ground ball that was booted by Tejada at third base in the second inning. It went as an E5. The pitch here up near his chin sends him stumbling out of the way. Santander taking big leads off of second. Here's a swing and a deep drive hit out into right field. Sosa going back. He gets to the wall, and it's off of the base of the wall. Santander circles around third. He's in to score. Hernandez running hard to third base. He slides in and has an RBI triple. Very awkward slide at third for Cesar Hernandez. He didn't have to slide. The throw never made it there, and now he's a little bit hobbled. He jammed his left heel into the front of the bag. He's okay, back up to his feet. It's now 3-0 Woodpeckers in the top of the fourth. Hernandez with his first triple of his career and just the second of the season. First since Alejandro Nunez had one on opening weekend. Been a while since the Woodpeckers tripled. And now Ochoa takes outside, and Hernandez back to third. There's bullpen activity. The Shorebirds are starting to loosen up a right-hander. That looks to be Alejandro Mendez. Up and inside pitch on the 1-0. And a 2-0 count on Ochoa. Now 3 runs on 5 hits. 3 of the 5 hits have gone for extra bases. Swinging a tip foul. Pardon me, 4 of the 5. 3 doubles and a triple. So the Woodpeckers are finding the gaps today in Salisbury. 2-1. Ochoa swings, fouls it back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And 4 extra base hits by 4 different players. Gomez, Carrillo, Santander, and Hernandez. 2-2 pitch inside to Ochoa. Fills the count. It's 3-2. And Will Bush stands on deck with two outs in the inning. Here's the payoff. Ochoa swings and hits a high fly hooking towards the left field foul pole. It has home run distance, and it is gone. It stays inside of the pole. It looked like it was going to hook foul. It may have been wind aided a little bit, pushing back in towards fair territory. And Ochoa has slugged a two-run home run to give the Woodpeckers a 5-0 lead in the fourth. Just a really high-arcing fly ball. And you knew it had the distance, just whether it was going to land on the fair or foul side of the pole. And I think it got a nice little gust while it was in the jet stream. Will Bush now taking a strike. Well, the Woodpeckers here in the fourth inning have already hit for the collective team cycle, if you will. A single, a double, a triple, and a home run. Making up their six hits. Two-run home run for Ochoa, his second big fly of the year. The first was, of course, that go-ahead home run in Fayetteville a couple of weeks ago. Bush takes strike three on the outside edge. That's the inning. Fayetteville scores three times, though, and now lead 5-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth from Salisbury. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers.
The Woodpeckers are out to a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Alonzo Treadwell appreciates the run support this morning, and he delivers strike one to Maxwell Costas. Costas struck out looking first time around. Treadwell throws and misses outside. It's 1-1. Costas, Orman, and then Guerrero, 6, 7, and 8 of the order to see Treadwell here. The wind in the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, a high slider. 5 runs on 6 hits. Fayetteville scoring three times in the top of the fourth on an RBI triple from Cesar Hernandez and a 2-run home run, Neomar Ochoa Jr. 1-2 fouled back. Here's the next pitch. Curve a little bit high. Now 2-2. Costas is DHing today. He wears a batting glove on the left hand, bare knuckles on the right hand. And really holds that right hand way up there on the bat handle. Pitch down and outside. 3-2. It's kind of an odd way of placing your hands on the bat, though. Not completely choking up where you bring the bottom hand up as well. He keeps that bottom hand all the way towards the knob and then slides the top right hand a little higher up the bat. Almost separates the two hands. Here's the wind in the 3-2. A curveball got him looking. It drops off the table, and Treadwell picks up strikeout number 3 today. Gets Costas for a second time. Now it's Cole Ehrman, the Delmarva catcher. And he takes a strike, 0-1. All three of Treadwell's strikeouts today have been looking. One to Tomas Sosa and two to Costas. The wind, the kick, and the 0-1 pitch. Slider down and away. Here comes the 1-1. Fastball splits the middle, called strike two. Treadwell needs just one more out here to officially make it his longest outing of the season, surpassing his 3 1/3 innings at Fredericksburg. Nice bounce back for him today after only going 2 innings at home last time out. 1-2 pitch, a broken bat flare out into short center field. It's over Luciano and out in front of Kenny Gomez. Ehrman snaps the twig, but we'll get a chance to run the bases. He has a one-out single, and Kevin Guerrero will take over at the plate. Oh, and it looks like Ricky Rivera is making his way out to the mound to take the ball from Treadwell here. So he was a strike away from completing his longest outing. And Ricky does officially point to the bullpen after making it out there to the mound. So Fayette will have a call to the bullpen. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. New reliever to tell you about. We'll be back in a moment. One out and one runner at first base in the bottom of the fourth. Fayetteville out in front, 5-0.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fayetteville turns to their bullpen with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. They give it to the hard-throwing right-hander Abel Mercedes. He faces Kevin Guerrero with a runner at first. Treadwell got the first out of the inning, but departs after 3 1/3. First pitch hacked at and fouled back out of play for strike one. Mercedes can touch 100 miles per hour with that fastball. He's a fireballer. 1-0 record with a 3.18 ERA over 5 2/3 innings this year, 4 walks and 8 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, a fastball misses upstairs. 1-1. Here's the next pitch. Down to the dirt, blocked by Bush. He keeps it out in front and keeps Ramon down at Ehrman down at first base. Guerrero committed batter's interference his first time up. He took a swing on maybe a hit and run attempt and stumbled out across home plate when Bush tried to throw down. He collided with the catcher and batter's interference was called. 2-1 misses up high. Three balls and one strike on Guerrero. Next pitch way out in front of home plate, and that's ball four. They'll call a balk, though, and that pitch won't count. Ehrman given second base. And Kevin Guerrero will have to continue this at bat, currently in a 3-1 count against Mercedes. Down to the belt, look to second the pitch. Fastball called to strike right on that outside edge. Guerrero holding the hands. And it's full now. 3-2. Ehrman off of second. Second baseman Luciano hovering around the area. Here's a swing and a line shot hit to right field. Cutting over to his right, Ochoa, and he makes the grab. Runner forced to hold at second base. Ehrman thought he was going to have a chance to score. A great route by Ochoa on a well-struck ball from Kevin Guerrero. And with two outs, it brings up Alfredo Velasquez. Velasquez has walked in his only plate appearance today. Mercedes sets and pitches. A check swing on a low one, and did he go? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Perry Schwartz. The Shorebirds have had at least one base runner in every inning, but they've not been able to bring him around. Five left on over the first three. And Mercedes trying to make it six with Ehrman at second. The set with the runner dancing off of second base. The 0-1 home line drive pulled out into left field. Hernandez scoops it up there, waving around the runner. Ehrman coming down the third base line, and he will score. Throw goes to second base. The Shorebirds are finally able to cash in 5-1. So Alfredo Velasquez comes up from the ninth spot. Good piece of two-out hitting for Delmarva. And back to the top of the lineup card, third time through now. This is Tomas Sosa. The runner's going to second. The first pitch is a little high. The throw down by Bush and the tag not in time. So runner once again in scoring position for Tomas Sosa in a 1-0 count. Or is it 0-1? I didn't see the home plate umpire Perry Schwartz indicate strike there, but I guess it was a high strike. So 0-1 as Sosa swings and chops this one on two skips out to second base. Luciano fields on the cut of the right field grass, throws to first, and that's the inning. Delmarva brings home a run. RBI single by Alfredo Velasquez. That cuts the game to four. Fayetteville leads 5-1 when we return for the top of the fifth. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh. Yeah, fresh. Fresh.
The Shorebirds played a run, now a 5-1 ball game as we play the top of the fifth inning from Purdue Stadium. Thanks for being with us on our road broadcast. Anthony Sherwin takes the first pitch up high and outside, ball one, to the Woodpeckers' nine-hitter leading off the inning. Sherwin, Gomez, and then Carrillo against a new right-hander, Trey Gibson. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-1. Gibson is 0-2 this year for the Shorebirds with a 4.11 ERA. Today is fifth game, third in relief. Over 15 and a third innings, he has walked five, struck out 22. Delivers a fastball to Sherwin for a strike. 1-2 the count. Sherwin pulled a fly ball to right field and was retired in the third inning. Swings here, grounded out towards shortstop. Backhanded pickup by Velasquez. A jumping throw is not in time. Great effort by Velasquez to cut to his right, backhand that ball and get a throw off. On the fly even, without a short hop, showing off the strong arm, but Sherwin legs it out and he has an infield single. Leadoff hit, the seventh hit of the game already for the Woodpeckers. Only the second single, a lot of extra base hits involved today. And here's Kenny Gomez. First pitch sails high and all the way to the backstop. Sherwin quickly gets going and is down to second base. So 1-0 the count on Gomez. Here's the pitch. Slider wraps around, called strike. Trey Gibson debuted last year in the Orioles system, a part of the FCL, a Florida Complex League, and he pitched in just one game. Today is the sixth game of his pro career. Draws the swing and miss out of Gomez on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. Trey Gibson was a college pitcher at Liberty. The 1-2 pitch up high. He signed a non-drafted free agent contract with the Orioles back in August of 23. Time called to the plate by the catcher, Ehrman. Now the 2-2. Gomez takes a curveball, four called, strike three. Right out of the outside corner. Gomez is retired. And with one out, a runner at second base, it will be Oliver Carrillo standing in. It's the single-A affiliate of Baltimore. All of the Orioles affiliates are pretty closely located geographically. You have the Aberdeen Ironbirds at the high-A level, Bowie, the Bay Sox at the double-A ranks, and then you have the Norfolk Tides at the triple-A level, who have been a fun ball club to watch this year across minor league baseball. Of course, Jackson Holliday is back with them after a quick trip to the big leagues. Pitch to Carrillo is called a strike, a slider. They're known for putting up some crazy big offensive numbers this year, the Norfolk Tides. And the Orioles, a highly regarded farm system in recent years, as they've really stocked up and produced some high-level big leaguers. Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, just to name a couple. Grayson Rodriguez on the pitching front. Carrillo now in a 2-1 count. The pitch home, inside. 3-1 on Carrillo. He got the scoring started for the Woodpeckers in the first inning. An RBI ground rule double. Up against Gibson here, he readies for the 3-1 and has to duck under the pitch. A curveball that slipped, and there have not been a lot of those this year. Just the sixth walk issued by Trey Gibson. And here with one out in the fifth, Fayetteville has runners at first and second for Chase Jaworski. Jaworski's 0 for 2, a fly to right and a ground out to second base. First pitch, he takes high. Fastball from Gibson, and Ehrman's going out to the mound now, sensing a little bit of frustration from his reliever. The big league level, a new series starts today for the Houston Astros, and we anticipate the debut of Joey Loperfido, who was added to the club yesterday from Sugarland. Joey has had a massive season. If you've been following along with us here on the broadcast, he leads all of baseball with his 13 home runs in the Pacific Coast League. And once he takes the diamond for Houston, presumably tonight, he will be the 22nd Fayetteville Woodpecker to go on to make his MLB debut. Breaking ball missed outside to Jaworski after the mound meeting. 2-0, he's ahead. Spencer Arrighetti was the 21st not long ago on the pitching side. 2-0 pitch. Jaworski swings, foul tipped it into the glove. Now a 2-1 count. Jaworski's not reached base since the Friday game, where he walked four times. Next pitch, a changeup, a little outside, called a strike on that outside edge. Wind continuing to gust around the ballpark. Flags blowing heavily out towards center field. 2-2 pitch, Jaworski fights it off and fouls it into the stands below us. Another 2-2, and Jaworski strikes out. A breaking ball low and inside tied him up. Well-executed pitch by Trey Gibson. And with two outs and two on, it brings up Juan Santander. First pitch to Santander. Swung on and fouled back into the sweet area. 0-1. Two-hit day for him. The RBI single in the first and then a double in the fourth. He would come around to score on an RBI triple by Cesar Hernandez. 0-1 home. A fastball at 94 for a strike right on the outside corner. Forces every base with two outs. The 0-2 set and pitch. Santander swings and hit it right off the mask of the catcher, Herman. Guardians are in Houston today. Hunter Brown expected to start for the Astros, and Carlos Carrasco on the other side of the pitching matchup. The set. Long pause by Gibson. The 0-2. Santander swings and fights it foul into the suites. Big league club of these shorebirds, the Orioles, are in Baltimore today, beginning a series with the New York Yankees, or continuation of the series they played last night in a 2-0 ball game. 0-2 pitch, and Santander strikes out. A breaking ball down and away got him to chase. That's the inning. The Woodpeckers put two on, a single and a walk, but leave them on. And through half of our game today, it's the Woodpeckers 1, the Woodpeckers 5, the Shorebirds 1.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segwa Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segwa Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Fayetteville makes another pitching change here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They turn to Colby Lankford, the lefty, and the first pitch is low and outside for ball one to Aaron Estrada. Lankford works with a quick pace and misses up and away again, 2-0. He comes in behind Abel Mercedes, who got the final two outs of the fourth, behind the starter Alonzo Treadwell, 2-0. Outside again, three balls and no strikes. Lankford falls behind. He'll see Estrada, Tavera, and then Mordan, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters of the Shorebird lineup. Come back fastball on the 3-0. Gets him a strike. Three balls and a strike on Estrada. Infield, outfield plays straight up as Lankford winds. The pitch is popped up. First base side territory. Carrillo behind the bag has to make a last second adjustment towards second base and makes the grab. Looked like that ball was going to come down in foul territory, and then as it did, Carrillo adjusted on a gusty afternoon and made the catch, well, maybe 10 feet or so inside of the fair line. Now it's Brylan Tavera has reached in both of his trips to the plate, a walk and a single. First one is up high for a ball 1-0. Lankford dealt with some real command problems his last time out on the mound. Something to monitor here today as he misses inside. And it's 2-0.
It was his first time starting. That was on the 24th against Down East. He got the start on the Education Day game, delivers a strike, and it's 2-1. And he gave up a career-high 4 walks in 3 innings. He only surrendered 1 hit. The 2-1 home, swinging a foul backwards. Today he's back to his more accustomed relief role where he was for his first 4 games, where he wasn't actually working in a tandem. He was just coming out of the bullpen, getting anywhere from 3 to 6 outs at a time. Today he'll be asked to eat up 3 or 4 innings from the pen. Misses inside on the 2-2, and the count fills up. Next pitch home. Curveball slipped outside, and Lankford gives up the walk. Here's Anudis Mordaunt. 1-for-2 today with a double and a deep fly out into left center field. First pitch way inside. It gets by Bush and sends Tavera down to nothing and two on Tejada. The Woodpeckers in the top of the sixth will have Luciano, Cesar Hernandez, and Neomar Ochoa scheduled to bat. Next pitch down and in. Count to 1-2 on Tejada. Tejada, an international signing by the Orioles in 2021. Debuted in the DSL that summer, then the Florida Complex League in 22. Swings at a low inside pitch, fouls it off towards that third base dugout. And the count stays 1-2 on Tejada. Delmarva, 1 run on 5 hits. Man at third is Tavera. The pitch grounded out towards second base, circling behind Luciano. Two-handed scoop and a short throw to first is in time to end the fifth inning. So Lankford allows a runner on the walk, but works out of trouble, strands the man at third, and keeps it a 4-run game. We're on to the sixth in Salisbury. The Woodpeckers lead it 5-1 over the Shorebirds. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sagra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Sagra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com.
Winer Luciano leads off the top of the sixth for the Woodpeckers of this Education Day game, and he swings through a first pitch curve from Trey Gibson. It's nothing and one. Luciano, Hernandez, and then Neomar Ochoa, the 5, 6, and 7 of the order, will bat. Pitch down and inside, and it's 1-1. Gibson came in behind the starter and pitched a scoreless fifth. He gave up a single and a walk, but struck out three and stranded a pair of runners. 1-1 home is a little high. Now 2-1 on Luciano, who has flied to right, struck out, all a part of an 0-for-2 day. Pinwheels that bat. He's trying to get back above the 200 mark. Stands in batting 192. Swings and grounds it sharply out to short. Takes a high hop on Velasquez. He settles, throws to first, and it's in time for the first out of the inning. So Luciano drops to 0-for-3, and now here's Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez just missed the first home run of his pro career back in the fourth inning. He hit a high fly triple that hit the base of the wall on the fly. May have been a little bit knocked down by the wind. It's been a factor today, playing tricks on the baseball. First pitch missed low. Gibson winds and fires. Hernandez swings and hits a line drive out into center field. It drops down in front of Tavera. And Cesar Hernandez has himself a multi-hit day. That's single to his line, now 2-for-3. Second multi-hit game of his pro career, first since the debut last Wednesday when he went 3-for-5. And in stands Neomar Ochoa Jr., the first pitch home, nearly grazed him. Inside slider turns him away from the plate. 1-ball, no strikes. Ochoa slugged a 2-run home run his last time around. Here's the 1-0 inside on him. Now the 2-0 pitch. It's a strike on the outside. Back pick up the first baseline. Ricochets away from Mordan. Rolls out into shallow right field. Hernandez quickly moves down to second base, and Delmarva will be assessed their second error of the day. It wasn't an inaccurate throw. It was a little bit above Mordan's shoulder. He just stuck his glove up, and it hit him right in the heel. He couldn't grab it cleanly. So the E3, they'll assess it on Mordan, the first baseman. A missed catch error. We'll get Hernandez down to second base as the foul ball is hit off to the right. Now 2-2 on Ochoa. Here's the pitch. And Ochoa flies it out into left field for Guerrero. Routine catch. And it is second out of the sixth as Ochoa goes to 1-for-3. Now here's Will Bush with two outs and the runner Hernandez at second. Swings and lines it up the middle, but perfectly positioned. Velasquez, the shortstop, makes the catch near the second base bag. And Will Bush, a tough luck out as he lines out and strands Hernandez at second base. We're on to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Woodpeckers leading by 4. It's 5-1. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos, Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun.
Maxwell Costas leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Shorebirds against the Fayetteville Southpaw, Colby Lankford. First pitch missed outside, and it's 1-0. Costas has struck out looking in both trips today. He takes a low fastball for a called strike. That looked like it was below the knees. A little bit of a vertical strike zone on him, and it's 1-1. Lankford works quick. His pitch drifts outside, an off-speed pitch. That was the changeup. 2-1. It's Costas, Erman, and then Kevin Guerrero, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters here. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two and two the count. Here's the whine and the offer. Fouled straight back into the screen. These two sides will play through Sunday, a six-game set. The only series between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds this year. A foul backwards into the netting again. And Maxwell Costas doing a good job of keeping the at-bat alive. Pardon me, and upon further examination, Delmarva does come to the Woodpeckers' house. These two will square off later on in August. A foul back by Costas, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the wind of the pitch. A pop fly. It's breezy out there. Carrillo dancing around, gives way to the second baseman. Luciano lost it in the wind, and it lands off to his right side. It'll go as a clean base hit on for Costas. And that breeze has been affecting baseballs all day. It started towards the right side of the diamond for Carrillo, started to push over towards second base, and just kept on drifting towards the middle. And Luciano lost his spot. Now Cole Erman, first pitch taken for a strike. The Shorebirds team likes to run as well. They stole a season high 8 bases on Saturday without being caught, 8 for 8. And when you're down 4 here, you can see them likely getting aggressive with runners on. Lankford delivers a strike, and he gets ahead of Erman, 0-2. Next pitch home is down and inside. Cole Erman's had a nice day hitting from the 7 spot. He's 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. Here's the pitch. In on the hands, popped back behind home plate. Will Bush chasing after it. And he gets all the way to the backstop before it clears the netting and falls foul. Lankford was able to work around a walk in the fifth inning. Back-to-back innings where he's allowed a base runner. And that's been the case all day. The Shorebirds have not had a 1-2-3 inning yet. Lankford steps towards first, picks off, and Costas gets back in safe. But all six innings, Delmarva has had at least one base runner. He only scored one of them, though, in the fourth on the RBI single by Alfredo Velasquez, the nine-hitter. Swinging a pop fly foul back of home and onto the roof of Purdue Stadium. Kids are still in the building, packed house with a ton of schools in town and a great environment. Here's a curveball that Will Bush holds on to. It was foul tipped by Ehrman and a nice grab by the Fayetteville catcher to complete the strikeout. Second K for Colby Lankford. The batter is Kevin Guerrero, who's 0 for 2 with a line out to right and batter's interference. Swings to the first pitch here and sends it on a line to center field. The breeze blows Kenny Gomez's cap straight off his noggin. And there's two on with one out for Delmarva. The tie and run now for the Shorebirds in the on-deck circle. Here's Alfredo Velasquez, who's accounted for the only RBI hit of the day, a single back in the fourth. Here's the first one home. And a curve misses outside, a little bit low. Pitch is downstairs again. Two balls and no strikes. Good take by Velasquez. His fourth RBI coming in that fourth inning when he singled home Cole Ehrman. Hits with Costas at second. Guerrero down at first. And Lankford misses up and outside. Falls behind 3-0. Top of the order and Tomas Sosa standing on deck. 3-0. It's ball four outside, and Lankford issues the walk to Velasquez, then loads the bases. Looks like pitching coach Zach Wilkins will stay in the dugout for right now. There's a meeting on the mound. Will Bush heads out there to talk with Lankford. New series starting up today all across the Carolina League. Of course, we have a North-South division matchup here, so Fayetteville, again, not a chance to directly affect their status in the division, but we'll be tracking the scores for the Columbia Fireflies throughout the week. They're the second-place team in the North entering this week. Around the league, there is some action elsewhere right now. Augusta is hosting Charleston in a day game that's tied in the top of the sixth, 3-3. Pivotal point of this game here this afternoon, 5-1, tie and run in the at the plate now with Sosa. Sosa's 0-for-3 with a ground out, pop out, and strikeout. Bases full of Shorebirds. The 0-1. Breaking ball lands for a called strike two. Lefty on lefty, Lankford pitches and finds the zone with a fastball. Sosa stuck in the box and caught looking. Might not have been expecting a fastball down in an 0-2 hole, but Sosa not able to get aggressive with the runners on base, and now it's Aaron Estrada with two outs, bases jammed. Here's the pitch. Swings at a high one. He was underneath it. Also around the league today, you have the Cannonballers visiting the Hillcats in Virginia. Columbia is on the road in Zebulon against the Mudcats and down east at Fredericksburg. Here's the pitch and a swing and miss on the 0-1. Langford gets ahead again, nothing and two. And the final series is Myrtle Beach up north in Salem, Virginia. For a north-south matchup between Cubs and Red Sox affiliates. 0-2 pitch, sails high. Bush fields, he flips to Langford. Langford drops the tag and it's not in time. Maxwell Costas scores on a wild pitch and it's now 5-2. That was heck of an effort though by the catcher Bush. The ball ricocheted about halfway back towards the plate. Bush, while he was laying on his front side, he flipped the throw to Langford at the plate. And Langford almost got the tag down. Ricky Rivera has come out to argue it for a moment, but that conversation is short-lived. And now with two outs and a 1-2 count, runners at second and third. The 1-2 pitch is popped up out into right for Ochoa, who's camped underneath. He makes the catch, and that's the inning. So Delmarva gets one back. They score on the wild pitch, and it's now 5-2 as we go to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We open the top of the seventh inning in Salisbury. Anthony Sherwin leads it off for the Woodpeckers from the left side against the righty Trey Gibson. Gibson in his third inning of relief work behind the starter, Jacob Cravey. And here's the first pitch. Sherwin takes the ball outside. 1-0. Sherwin with a single and a fly out to right field from the nine spot. Swings here on a breaking ball and missed it, 1-1. We're back to a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow through Saturday. And the series will wrap up at 2:05 on Sunday afternoon. Here's the wind and the 1-1. Down and outside to Sherwin. Five runs on eight hits today for Fayetteville. No defensive errors. 2-1 up and outside. Two runs on seven hits and two errors for the Shorebirds. Woodpeckers did a lot of their scoring early on. A pair of runs in the first and then three in the fourth. Sherwin takes inside. That's ball four. And he is aboard for the second time in this game. Leadoff walk. And brings up Kenny Gomez. First pitch to Kenny. Up high. Gomez doubled and scored the first run of the game in the first inning. That was on a Carrillo double. Then he walked in the third, struck out in the fifth. He's one for two. The pitch outside and a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. Curve runs inside on Gomez, but he swings and misses. A little tied up with that one. Now the 2-1 home. Center cut fastball was a changeup that time from Gibson. Good pitch to hit. Gomez might have just been looking for something a little more firm. 2-2 on the way. And it misses up and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Kenny Gomez still hovering above that 300 mark. He's at 306 on the year. Woodpeckers hits leader this year. Eight RBIs as well as he swings away and shoots a foul ball into the Delmarva dugout and that netting right above their dugout. Sherwin off of first. The 3-2 payoff pitch is down and inside. Ball four and back-to-back Fayetteville walks open up the seventh inning. We'll have a meeting on the mound. The Delmarva pitching coach is making his way out there. Andy Sadowski, the pitching coach for Delmarva. This is the most walks that Trey Gibson has given up yet this season. No more than two in any of his prior four games. Gibson walked a couple of hitters on a pair of occasions, but today he's given up three walks over two-plus innings. His command has not been quite as honed in as they're used to having. Oliver Carrillo gets ready to bat now with a double and a walk to his line. He's also driven in a run and scored one himself. Gibson out of the stretch pitches. Misses down and in. 1-0 on Carrillo. Fayetteville's walked four times and they've limited the strikeouts today. Only six strikeouts as another pitch misses inside on Carrillo. 2-0. And Gibson has struggled to find the zone here in the inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And he ties up Carrillo with an inside changeup. Two balls and one strike. Here comes Gibson. And he finds the zone with a slider cutting across the plate, landing on that outside edge. Now 2-2. Low fastball on the 2-2. The count's full. It's a big pitch here. Gibson really needs an out. He has a force at every base if he can draw something on the ground. But ball four, his base is loaded, getting into the heart of that Fayetteville order of Jaworski, Santander, Luciano. The payoff pitch. Slider got him looking. Carrillo flinched the bat a bit. He held off on the swing, but Gibson gets the much-needed strikeout and first out of the inning. Here's Chase Jaworski trying to make an impact today. He's 0 for 3 with a flyout, a groundout, and a strikeout. Here's the first offer. Wraparound slider to Jaworski. It's nothing and one. Some of the schools are starting to clear out of here, but still a good number of kids taking in this ball game as the 0-1 misses outside. It's kind of how it goes on Education Day. The buses get here early, about an hour before the game, and then right about the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, those back three frames, it starts to get a little quieter in the building. The 1-1 home, down in the dirt. Two balls and a strike on Jaworski. Two-one is a curveball that he watches go by, called a strike, and it's back to level. Two balls and two strikes. Peckers only have a couple of singles as an offense over the last two and a third innings. That goes back to the fourth. 2-2 pitch. Jaworski bounces it at the plate, and it trickles foul. I think it also clipped his toe a little bit on the way out of the box. And the count stays even. The Woodpeckers have gone 4 for 12 today with runners in scoring position. 2-2 pitch yanked on the ground foul towards that rain tarp on the right side. And the count stays level on Jaworski. Two balls and two strikes. Gibson has thrown 61 pitches at this stage, 34 for strikes. And here's another 2-2. Jaworski swings, grounds it right side, scooped it first by Mordaunt, throws to second to get one runner. There'll be no play afterward. Runners are safe at the corners. Fielder's choice for Chase Jaworski, and as Juan Santander gets ready to step to the plate, looks like the Shorebirds may make a pitching change. Their manager Colin Woody is walking out of the dugout and will take the ball from Gibson. So Fayetteville threatening to add to their 5-2 lead. They'll try and do it against a new right-hander. We'll tell you about it when we return. Santander scheduled to bat. Runners at first and third and two outs in the top of the seventh. Fayetteville leading 5-2. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Santander going up against the new Delmarva right-hander. It is Georgini Casimiri. And the first pitch, a curve down and outside for ball one. Runners are at the corners with two outs in this inning. 5-2 Fayetteville leading, trying to add on. Runners going to second. Santander swings and hits a fly to right field. Long run back and over the head of Sosa all the way to the base of the wall. It brings home both runners. Sherwin is home. Jaworski trails him in. A two-run double for Santander gets the Woodpeckers back up by a game-high five. It's 7-2. Big day for Juan Santander at the plate. His second double. He drives in his second and third runs of the day. And a big blow to Trey Gibson, who watches on from the dugout. Both of those runners scoring will go against his line. Casimiri now squaring off with Juaner Luciano. And the first pitch, a curve on the low outside corner called, strike one. Luciano is 0-3. He takes a curve down and outside. For a ball, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, curveball miss to Luciano. Seven runs now on nine hits. And Fayetteville's been piling on the extra base hits today as well. They have four doubles, a triple, and a home run. Six of the nine have gone for extra bases. The 2-1 up high. Three balls and a strike. Casimiri has been pitching professionally since 2019. He used to be a member of the Toronto Blue Jays system. As recently as last year. Here's Luciano with a swing and a pop fly along the left field line. Left fielder coming forward and Guerrero can't make the catch. It lands off to his left side. And in comes Santander. Luciano makes it an 8-2 game. Hernandez now swings and pops this up. Third base side foul territory. And it lands in the dugout well. With a triple and a single today. Pickoff throw to first and it nearly sailed high. First baseman Mordan was able to bring it in. The 0-1 home. And this pitch is crushed deep out into right field and Hernandez will touch him all this time. First home run in his pro career, a two-run shot. He adds it to his triple and his single. And what a day for Cesar Hernandez. It's now a 10-2 game. Turned it around and sent it into the breeze. So Cesar Hernandez, first home run as a pro. That one's got to feel good as he brings home Luciano. Here's Neomar Ochoa Jr., first pitch low to him. Now the 1-0. Chases a changeup. 1-1 the count. Now 1-2 on Ochoa. So five runs, seventh inning. The runs have come in bunches today. Two in the first, three in the fourth, five in the seventh. Casemiro pitches and strikes out Ochoa. Fayetteville sends eight men to the plate. They score five runs. A two-run double by Santander. Two-run home run by Cesar Hernandez and the Luciano RBI single. Big inning. It's time to stretch in Salisbury with the Woodpeckers up 10-2. Fayetteville is up by a game-high eight runs, 10-2, after a massive five-run outpouring in the seventh. Cesar Hernandez, two-run home run, caps the inning. And now here's Braylon Tavera into the right side. The pitch to him, called a strike by Colby Lankford, 1-1. Tavera, Anunis Mordaunt, and then Angel Tejada, the 3, 4, and 5, will bat. In this inning, the pitch is outside. Two balls and a strike. Woodpeckers have a real nice opportunity in front of them here to go to 14-8 on the year and maintain their first place spot in the South Division. Lankford picks up a strike, and it's now 2-2 on Tavera. Here is the pitch. Fastball right down the middle. And Tavera watched it go by. Strike three. You know, after today's game, we will officially be a third of the way through the first half schedule. This is game number 21 of the year. 66 games decide the first half champions. Lankford has a slider slip outside. And it's 1-0. But Fayetteville the first place spot in the division a third of the way through the first half, and you start to feel like, all right, this is a good sample size. Got a good feel for the type of team this is, and because of the youth and how young a lot of these guys are, you have to imagine that the core will probably be hanging around for a good chunk of the first half. Here's a swing and a pop fly off towards first base side foul territory. Carrillo drifting around and makes the catch right in front of the first base bag. It almost came all the way back into fair territory. Two quick outs in the Delmarva seventh inning. It brings up Angel Tejada. Tejada is 0 for 3 today, but he's put the ball in play all three times. Takes the first pitch, a fastball low and in for ball one. Grounded out towards short. The scoop by Jaworski. The throw to first in time to end a snappy 1-2-3 inning. The first today for Fayetteville pitching, coming off of the big five-run seventh. Fayetteville leads big 10-2 as we go to the eighth from Purdue Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Will Bush leads off the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers. They're up big today, 10-2 in the opener against the Shorebirds. Bush, Sherwin, and Gomez, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, will swing it against the righty, who's back out there, Casimiri. And he misses outside, 1-1. Georgini Casimiri delivers. Bush swings and grounds it foul right side. Georgini Casimiri, a former Blue Jay farmhand. He's a 22-year-old originally from the Netherlands. And he signed a free agent contract after being released by Toronto. Second home here with the Baltimore organization. 1-2 pitch. Curveball looked pretty good, just missed low to Bush, and it's now a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Here's the 2-2. Lone in, and Bush able to dance out of the way. The Shorebirds team in danger of falling to 3-18 on the year. I guess this pitch actually clipped him. I guess they barely got a piece of him. They're going to give him first base. And a hit by pitch of Will Bush. Wow, wind is really starting to whip around. There's all sorts of garbage now that's starting to fly up into the air around the seating bowl. This is not expected as a ground ball is pulled right side. Sherwin has himself a hit. Bush goes down to second base. Anthony Sherwin with a two-hit day. Everybody's been getting involved in the offense today. All nine of the Fayetteville hitters have found a way to reach base, either by walk or hit. And now here's Kenny Gomez. And we're on cycle watch as well for Cesar Hernandez, who just needs a double to get it done. First pitch home to Gomez. Takes a fastball for a strike. No Woodpeckers player has ever hit for the cycle, but Hernandez has the two tough ones out of the way, the home run and the triple. Here's the 0-1 home outside. One to Gomez, and he gets aggressive, swings at a pitch that dove out in front of the plate. Now 1-2 count. The 1-2 pitch, Gomez strikes out. A curveball got him out in front again, so Kenny was geared up for maybe the fastball and just kept reaching out in front, messed with his timing. And Oliver Carrillo now. Woodpeckers have struck for a season high 7 extra base hits in this game. 4 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs. First pitch strike into Carrillo, 0-1. Oliver has one of those doubles. He drove home the first of 10 runs today, with an RBI double in the first inning, bringing home Gomez. The 0-1 pitch, up and inside. 1-1. Next one coming. Check swing, they will make the appeal, and they say he went. And, I disagree with that call. Carrillo clearly held the barrel back. We have a two-man umpiring crew. It's a tough spot for Dominic Romero to make that call right behind the mound. The 1-2 pitch. Down and outside, blocked. Bush off at second, Sherwin over at first. Here's the pitch home. And Carrillo takes a ball outside. A walk would load him. Chase Jaworski standing in the on-deck circle. And here comes the payoff. Carrillo fights it foul. There hasn't been a lot of swing and miss today for the Woodpeckers. They've limited the strikeouts as a lineup to 9. And they've drawn 4 walks along the way. 3-2 pitch. Carrillo strikes out here, so back-to-back strikeouts now, right as I say it. Top two in the order go down swinging, and Chase Jaworski still in search of his first hit on the day. Stands in. As long as Jaworski gets to complete his at-bat here, it'll guarantee that Cesar Hernandez gets a chance to try for the cycle in the ninth inning. He'd be scheduled to bat third as Jaworski fouls the first pitch back and into the seats. Here's the 0-1. And Jaworski pops it up towards first base side foul territory. Wynn's going to bring this ball back in play. And the second baseman Estrada ends up making the catch. Well, that pop fly was going to go towards the seats and was blown back towards the first base side. And that's the inning. Fayetteville strands 2-1. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. The Woodpeckers up big 10-2. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville. DJ Manny.
Maxwell Costas leads off for the Shorebirds in the bottom of the eighth inning, and a first pitch slider taken for a strike on the inner corner. It's nothing and one. Colby Lankford returns to the mound for the Woodpeckers up against the 6, 7, and 8 here. Next pitch low, and it's 1-1. Costas, Ehrman, and Guerrero are going to bat in this inning. Down in the dirt, two balls and a strike. It's 10-2. Fayetteville with 12 hits, a season-high 7 extra base hits. Costas singled his last time around against Lankford, 1-for-3 day. The wind in the 2-1. On a line left side, that's by Sherwin and out into left field. Maxwell Costas with a two-hit day as he leads off with a single and brings up Cole Ehrman. First pitch to Ehrman, breaking ball down and inside for ball one. Lankford delivers a strike. Now one ball and one strike. Lankford today putting together a season-long outing. Needs just one more out to make it official. He's completed three innings for a second straight time. 3 1/3, though, would be a new career long. A pair of walks, four strikeouts throughout the afternoon. The set, the 2-1 pitch, framed on the outside, just missed. Now three balls and a strike. Next pitch. Down and outside, ball four. Third walk issued by Lankford, and back-to-back Shorebirds reach in the bottom of the eighth inning. With nobody out, Kevin Guerrero scheduled to hit. There is some bullpen activity out in right field for Fayetteville. Looks like it's Wilmy Sanchez who's starting to warm up out there. Here's Kevin Guerrero. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Pitch misses outside. 1-1. Lankford has thrown 68 pitches at this stage, and he'll be capped right around 75. The pitch. Lined out towards second base, leaping grab by Luciano for the out. Everybody else gets back to their bases, and there's one away. Now officially the longest game of the year on the mound for Lankford. He looks towards that dugout, and looks like Ricky Rivera will let him face one more batter. Here's Alfredo Velasquez from the nine spot. He checks his swing on a low inside breaking ball, and he went too far. 0-1. Low pitch, now 1-1. Ricky Rivera is going out to the mound here, and I think Lankford's a little bit hurt now. They're bringing the trainer, Kylie Gilbert, out there to check up on him. And I didn't notice anything in particular with Colby, but he's kind of flexing that left elbow or shoulder area. So they're gonna call it quits here for him. He's at 71 pitches, right up against that cap, so not worth messing around with it any further. Ricky Rivera has pointed to the bullpen, and it looks as though he'll go with Wilmy Sanchez at this stage and remove Lankford from the ballgame. Season-long outing for Colby Lankford, 3 1/3. We got to monitor that injury potentially for him going forward. We'll tell you about Sanchez when we come back in just a moment. Delmarva has two on with one out. And their nine-hitter, Alfredo Velasquez, in a 1-1 count.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back with you in Salisbury. There's a Fayetteville pitching change with the one out and two on in this bottom of the eighth. Colby Lankford's day is done. He did walk off with the team trainer, which was unfortunate. He was right up against his 75-pitch cap, and he finishes with 71. But he called the trainer over after delivering the pitch to Velasquez, and Wilmy Sanchez will take the at-bat from here. Sanchez, no record, and a 7.71 ERA for the this year for the Woodpeckers. Over seven innings, he's given up six earned runs. Here's a bouncer right back past the mound and out into center field. They give the stop sign to Costas at third. The bases are loaded. Alfredo Velasquez with the single. And now here's Tomas Sosa. Back to the top of the Shorebirds lineup as they load the bases. Sosa combined 0 for 4. First pitch hit on a line out to right field and foul. This really is a small ballpark. 309 down the left and right field lines. I mean, you just get a little bit of it. And a decent amount of launch angle, and it's going to go. If you're a heavy pull hitter, I mean, this is the park for you. ...0-1 pitch. Right back towards Sanchez. It clipped him in the leg. He goes to the plate and saves the run. Sanchez hit with a sharp grounder. He got him in his left shin area. He says he's all right. He's walking back to the mound without any sort of limp and gives the thumbs up to his dugout. He's okay. So heads up play to throw out Costas at the plate. It'll be a fielder's choice for Sosa down at first. And now here's Aaron Estrada with the bases still loaded and two outs. 10-2 Fayetteville up big. The pitch. Low. It's not a huge differential today in the hit column. 12 for Fayetteville, 9 for the Shorebirds, but the Woodpeckers have come up with the swings with runners on. Here's a broken bat pop-up towards second base. It'll be caught by Jaworski in the baseline, and the inning is over. Shorebirds load them but cannot score them. They strand three and put up a zero in the bottom of the eighth. Fayetteville leading big, 10-2 as we go to the final inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Segra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
We're We're in the top of the ninth inning, and Juan Santander leads it off against a new Delmarva right-hander. They turn to Alejandro Mendez. Mendez delivers to Santander, misses outside with a breaking ball, and it is 2-0. Fayetteville is up big today by a 10-2 score. Really blew this game out of proportion in the top of the seventh with a five-run inning. Mendez fires. 2-0 is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Mendez this season has given up just one earned run over 7 1/3 innings. Two walks, seven strikeouts over the stretch. A really solid 1.23 ERA over five games. No record for him. Santander steps out of the box as the pitch comes home. He had no intention to swing, and it's 3-1. Mendez, a big right-hander out there on the mound, 6'5", 254 pounds. He misses inside to Santander, Burley himself, and he'll head up the first base side on a leadoff walk. Now it's Wander Luciano. He's up for a fifth time, and he has driven in a run with a single. First pitch up and into him. 1-0 on Wander. Next pitch up and in. Big at bat standing on deck. That is Cesar Hernandez, who is just a double short of the cycle. He's only playing today in his sixth professional game ever. But he has the triple and the home run out of the way, so we anticipate that as Luciano steadies in a 2-0. Takes a fastball right over the center for strike one. Next pitch a little bit high on Luciano. Of course, having base runners in front of you can sometimes make things a little bit difficult when it comes to trying to lock down a double, as Hernandez will attempt to do. Santander and potentially Luciano in front of you if he can get aboard here. Pitch home. High and inside, so two are on with nobody out. Mendez had only walked two guys all season. He's walked back-to-back hitters here to start the ninth. And it's Cesar Hernandez now. So in steps Cesar Hernandez, a big three-hit game, single, triple, and a home run. Eight total bases. He cuts the first pitch here, loops it off to the left side and foul onto the concourse. Crowd is mostly cleared out. There's still one or two schools hanging around at this stage, but not nearly as live and rowdy as it was at the start of the game. Next pitch, swung on, tapped foul behind home. Nothing and two. And no Woodpeckers player has ever cycled in the five-year history of the franchise. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a foul straight backwards. You know, usually you're on cycle watch and the guy is still trying for the triple. That's the most common one, or the home run. One of the most difficult hits to get, but you have a double or a single left, and it's feasible. 0-2, down low. And it's just a matter of whether they want to pitch to you or not. One and two the count on Cesar. Next pitch, tap to the plate and foul. So Hernandez will see another. Good velo coming from Mendez here. He's in the mid to upper 90s. He's a real whip of a delivery. He stretches that arm way back there before he explodes to the plate. And misses low with the 1-2. The count levels. Two balls and two strikes. All Fayetteville from the start. They were out to a 5-0 lead at one stage. Delmarva cut the game to 5-2 going into the top of the seventh. And then a big five-run inning. Next pitch, bounced foul towards Coach Jeff Calhoun on that first base side. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a tip that is going to clip the catcher, a little bit of the umpire as well. So long at bat right now for Cesar Hernandez as he continues to foul off pitches. The next toss will be number 9 from Alejandro Mendez. And here he fouls the pitch off the inside of his foot. Hernandez hobbled a bit. That one got him right on the inside of the right ankle. Hernandez does not wear a guard of any kind, which, you know, is a rarity in today's game. Kind of an old-school ball player where he doesn't have, you know, a ton of protection down there. He doesn't go elbow guard. He just has the batting gloves, some orange batting gloves today. Ankle guard free as the 2-2 is popped up on the infield. Tejada at third base waving his arms around, and he makes the catch. Infield fly rule in effect as well, as Hernandez is automatically retired and we'll have to likely wait another day to try and see our first ever cycle in Woodpeckers history. Two on with one out. Now it's Naomar Ochoa Jr. who has homered today. First pitch called strike. Ochoa has popped out to third, also flied to left. He hit his two-run home run in the fourth inning. Cuts it a high one here, and he was under it. And Ochoa is asking for a little bit of the pine tar, but the umpire is not going to allow him to do that. And get your time out, but you can't go and stick up the bat and stuff during the timeout. Usually the umpire will let you put the pine tar on if the bat goes flying loose. Here's the 0-2. And Ochoa got under it. A fly to left field. Guerrero with the shades on. Camps underneath. Makes the catch. There's two gone in the ninth. And now it brings Will Bush to the plate. With two outs, Bush looks for his first hit of the day. He's reached down a hit batter, or hit by pitch, should say, and also a line drive up the middle that was snared by Velasquez. He's 0 for 3. First pitch misses low. 1-0. Pitch is grounded out towards short. Off the bag, Velasquez. He fields, takes it over to second base himself to force out Luciano, and that's the inning. Fayetteville walks twice but leaves runners on, and we go to the final frame. Bottom nine is next. The Woodpeckers three outs away from the lead in this series. They're on top 10-2.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Wilmy Sanchez returns to the mound for the Woodpeckers. Ryland Tavera will lead it off for the Shorebirds. He has walked twice, singled and struck out today. The first pitch home is swung on and fouled off the side of Will Bush's catcher's mask. And it's 0-1 on Tavera. Woodpeckers get some rest after today's game. Off later this evening, and then tomorrow we're back to the 7:05 start time. The team had to travel north yesterday, so kind of a full day on the bus, but looking sharp after a quick rest in this morning game. 10 runs on 12 hits for the offense. And there's a swing on the 1-1. Low changeup got Tavera to Fish. 1-2. Mordan and then Tejada, 3-4-5, one more time through for the Shorebirds here. Sanchez fires and drops a curveball in for strike three looking. Good shape on that breaking ball for Wilmy Sanchez, and now it's Anudis Mordan. First pitch to Mordan, misses low. A ball and no strikes. Got to keep an eye out to Houston Astros social media today as well to get an update as to whether Joey Loperfido will be making his debut as the fly ball is hit off to the right side and out of play. Astros are in Houston tonight. No official word on the starting lineup just yet for the Astros. Hunter Brown expected to start today, hosting the 19-9 Cleveland Guardians, one of the best teams in the American League this year. High pitch, and it's 2-1 now on Mordan. Astros hoping their trip to Mexico City helps get their lineup right. They put up 8 runs on Colorado in both of those games. Won both of the games in the International Series to get to 9-19 on the year. Here's a 2-1 pitch hit deep out of the left, but playable at the track for Hernandez. Cesar Hernandez makes the catch, and there's two gone. Now it's Angel Tejada. Final chance for the Shorebirds. The first pitch is taken a little high for ball one. Tejada's put the ball in play all 4 times at the plate, but he's 0-for-4. The 1-0. Bounced out towards third, fielded right on top of the bag. Sherwin crossbody throw. The one hopper is gloved by Carrillo, and that is your ball game. Delmarva goes down in order in the ninth. It's a Woodpecker winner to open the series, 10-2. Fayetteville led wire to wire today after a two-run first. They added three in the fourth and then a five-run seventh. Iced it here on this Education Day game. Stick around. The postgame show is coming up next. We'll wrap up the recap of the scoring and bring you the final totals for one final time. Woodpeckers win. Start the road trip strong. 10-2, the final score. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside Purdue Stadium in Salisbury for the final time this afternoon. It's a Woodpecker win to open up this series. Fayetteville remains undefeated in series openers this year, a perfect 5-0, so they've found a way to start the week strong. Today they do, behind 10 runs and 12 hits, and lead wire-to-wire. Two of the 10 came in the first inning on a couple of doubles by Kenny Gomez and Oliver Carrillo. Carrillo's double brought home Kenny, and Juan Santander then singled in a run, and it was 2-0 Fayetteville from the jump. They added three more runs in the fourth inning, the last two coming on a two-run home run from Neomar Ochoa. Cesar Hernandez also had an RBI triple in that inning. Delmarva managed to score a couple of runs, one in the fourth, one in the sixth, to get it back to a three-run game into the seventh. It was 5-2, and that's when Fayetteville rallied for a big five-run frame. Two-run double from Santander, RBI single from Luciano, and a two-run home run from Cesar Hernandez, the first of his pro career. He finished just a double shy of the cycle today, capping that five-run seventh. Closing the game out, Colby Langford and Wilmy Sanchez. Sanchez got the final five outs behind Langford, who ultimately gets the win in today's game. He goes to 3-1 already, his third winning decision to lead the league, tied for the league lead. Cravey, the starter, Jacob Cravey for Delmarva, suffers the loss, his first losing decision of the year. Final line scores in this one, Fayetteville 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Delmarva 2 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. Final time of game, it was a fairly lengthy one on this Tuesday afternoon, 2 hours and 58 minutes in front of an Arthur W. Purdue Stadium crowd of 3,695. The bulk of those school kids out here for Education Day today. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow. Fayetteville gets a little bit of rest tonight and tomorrow, back to the normal start time of 7:05 p.m., where we will be tomorrow through Saturday, 2:05 on Sunday. Projected starters tomorrow, right-hander Ty Weatherly for the Shorebirds, 0-2 with a 3.18 ERA. Right-hander Elaine Pena expected to go for Fayetteville, 1-0 with a 1.20 ERA. A reminder, our road broadcast will be live once again right here from Salisbury. You can catch us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or the MILB app. Or if you'd like to watch the game, you can subscribe to MILB.TV to get the Delmarva feed here in-house. Appreciate you being a part of our Tuesday afternoon action. Hope you were able to tune us in at work today or wherever you were on this fine afternoon. The final line scores for one final time. Fayetteville, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Delmarva, 2 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors. The Woodpeckers improve to 14-8 with the victory today. Delmarva falls to 3-18. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off in Salisbury. Thanks again so much for being with us today, everybody. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville bags the W, 10-2, the final score today. So long from Salisbury.